From KETR News in Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan. Fannin County residents met with State Senator Bob Hall last night to air their increasing frustrations with large-scale sand mining operations in the northernmost part of the county along the Red River. The meeting took place in the community room of the Texoma Council of Governments office in Bonham. The residents say the growing number and scale of the mining operations in the county are steadily destroying everything from environment to quality of life to roads carrying truckloads of sand to construction sites in the DFW Metroplex. Alan Richard is the vice president of the environmental group Texoma Core. He says that given the growing demand and price for sand worldwide, a sand-rich area like northwestern Fannin County is a virtual sitting duck for miners.
The global sand grab mostly takes place out of public view. If you live in a county surrounding a growing metroplex and you have a riverbank or other supply of natural sand deposits, chances are sand mining operations have discovered you.
Carol Alexander is a county resident whose family lives directly beside multiple operation sites in Ravenna. She hates the noise, the traffic, and the environmental damage, in part because Fannin County is getting nothing out of these operations.
They're hauling all the sand to the metroplex and nothing's being done. There's no money generated for the county or anything through this.
The main drive of the question Senator Hall received was, what, if anything, can the state legislature do about sand mining? Hall told residents he's already on it.
I've already started looking into this to see where we are with the laws, and we're looking to find out why we got to where we are.
One thing Hall returned to repeatedly, however, was the issue of property rights. This is, after all, Texas, where property rights for residents and businesses are sacrosanct. So Hall says he wants to find a solution that maintains the ability for mining companies to do business while still making sure residents do not have to just deal with it when it comes to large-scale, possibly disruptive enterprise. Hall also says he wants to get the sand mining issue to public hearings at the Statehouse. He told me after the meeting that that will take a lot of discussions that need to be clear about what the issue really is.
Probably because the quantity of sites has increased, has made it more recognizable. I'm not sure that that necessarily relates to a bigger environmental problem or a bigger problem just because more people are doing it.
While all this work behind the scenes continues, Richard says he hopes Fannin County's concerns are taken seriously.
Rural people really have a gripe. Our issues are not considered general human issues, whereas urban issues that are specifically urban or metro issues are considered sort of general human issues that are somehow supposed to be our issues too.
Richard fears that being listened to might be a tall order. The bare fact is Fannin is a sparely populated county with little political power to wield. And that, he says, is something that could put Fannin County at a real disadvantage against an industry that just keeps getting bigger. Reporting for KETR News in Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.